Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Why, you folks, hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok, and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Boot Hill Special. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of those ready sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream. And you never need sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. It was 2 years after Wild Bill Hickok and his saddle partner Jingles left Hayes City to pick up the badges of the United States Marshal's office. Andrew Johnson was president. And a man could buy a steak dinner for 50 cents if he could find a cafe in the dust-ridden emptiness of the West. Crossing the New Mexico border into Arizona, Wild Bill and Jingles rode straight into an adventure that was a rip-roaring Boot Hill Special.
Let's get back to the hideout. Ain't one hauling up for the night.
Not what I know right where to lay my hands on Lige Martin's strongbox. It's a setup for a night like this, Blue.
Yeah, setup. Lige sitting in that rocket chair, a cripple.
You going soft on me, Blue?
I ain't got much stomach for killing old men and cripples.
An hour back, you had plenty of stomach for half of old man White's money.
That was before you shot him, Raines.
That's right.
You didn't have to kill him.
You hear me tell you to shut up, Blue?
Robbing's one thing, killing's another.
You're edging me, Blue. We got the best little scheme anybody ever thought up. You ain't going to ruin it by going soft.
Going out on stormy nights, killing old men and cripples and taking their money, letting the storm cover our tracks.
Shut up. We're coming to Lige Martin's place. Put on your mask and don't you make no slips, or you'll be stretched out in this storm face up, but you won't be feeling the rain.
Son, close up the strongbox and put it away.
Sure, Pa. We almost got enough to buy the Biddle place in the valley?
Well, almost, Eddie. Another year, maybe two. If I had to use some of my legs, it'd be sooner.
Now, Pa, don't let that keep fretting you. I'm getting bigger every day and so... Pa, face at the window, wearing a mask.
A mask? Quick, son, hand him a gun and hide the strongbox.
Here's your gun, Pa. But don't try shooting it out with nobody. You ain't...
Hide the strongbox, boy. Hide.
Oh, no, you don't. Take that strong box, you young maverick.
You stay away from that boy, or
you'll what?
I'll show you.
No, Pa, don't. Pa!
Run with the box, son. I'm all right.
Come back here, you young varmint.
Try and catch me, you thieving child.
Hey, the kid's running out the back. We'll head him off.
Head for the trees, Eddie.
I'll be back to take care of you, but first I'm going to get that money. Blue, where are you? Where's the kid? Blue, bless your heart, where are you?
Here I am, Raines.
Did you stop the kid?
No, he got by me. I lost
him. You bungling featherhead. Come on, we got to dig him out of these woods.
Sure is dark. It's going to be hard to find.
We'll find him, and when we do, I'm going to wring his neck.
You got the money?
Yeah, but he ain't going to have it long.
Hey, them shots. Where'd they come from?
I don't know.
Somebody else is out in this storm besides us.
Well, forget it. Let's get that kid and the money.
That sounds like a signal. We better get out of here.
Yeah, blast that young maverick. Come on, get to the horses.
Who you reckon's riding around in this storm?
How should I know? But it's a cinch they'll never track us. Hit the saddle.
You better run, you sneaking child.
The kid. He was right there all the time. I got a mind.
No. Hey, your horse is coming. Let's ride. Up, boy. Up.
Yeah. Get there. But we'll be back to get that money.
A young buckaroo standing out in the rain like he had something on his mind. Steady there, Buckshot.
Howdy, son. We thought we heard shots. Some horses running away.
Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I ain't saying so I know who you are and why you come here.
Cagey, huh?
He's a smart boy, Jingle. I'm Bill Hickok, son. This is Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok? Well, gee willikers, Wild Bill. I didn't mean to be smart, Alec. They were robbers. Shot out my pa. Just trying to get this money I got here.
Robbers. I knew it, Bill. Come on, Sonny. Let's get in the house out of this doggone rain, and you can tell us all about it.
You know, Wranglers, seems like every time I get to talking about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, I start telling all you fellas and gals about how good tasting they are, and I plumb forget to tell you about how good for you they are, too. That's right, Wranglers, every average bowl full of Sugar Pops supplies the daily minimum adult requirements of sunshine vitamin D. And remember, you can enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops most any time, for breakfast, after school, or in the evening when you're sitting around listening to the radio. And whether you eat them out of a bowl with a little milk or cream or right out of the box, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. You try this rip-snorting cereal and rootin'-tootin' snack tomorrow. Look for the packages with Guy and Andy riding their horses full tilt with a word shot with sugar right on front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Wild Bill and Jingles went inside the cabin with Eddie, they found Lige Martin with a shoulder wound. Bill listened to their story while he doctored Lige's injury.
That's about all, Mr. Hickok, except for Eddie's running outside with the money box.
That took a lot of sand, Eddie.
Well, I didn't do nothing but hide in the trees till you rode up, Wild Bill.
You said they were wearing masks.
That's right, Jingles. One was at the window, and the other one come storming through the door.
Then you didn't get any idea about who they were.
All happened so fast, Bill. I wouldn't have known them if they were my next-door neighbors.
Now, that's a good place to start. Just who are your next-door neighbors?
Might have a point there, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. More than once we found something like this.
Well, it's a cinch those two gents knew you had money in the house, Mr. Martin.
Well, I don't necessarily hold, Marshal. Most anybody around here that's got any money's got it hid around the place. We got no banks near us and 40 miles down the valley.
They asked about neighbors, Pa.
Yeah, I heard, son. Old man White's the nearest. He's 6 miles, I reckon, to the southwest. Nearest on the other side are a pair of homesteading brothers. Name of Benton.
They got a ragtag outfit up at the end of the draw to the east.
Well, guess you'll be all right for a while, Lige. That bandage ought to hold.
Yeah, Bill makes a right fine doctor in a pinch.
Thank you, gents. Sure glad you rode up when you did.
So are we. Now you take care of your pa, Eddie.
I will, Mr. Hickok. We sure are beholden to you, pa and me.
Bill, you mentioning neighbors set me to thinking.
About what, Lige?
You figure it was one of them that was night riding in those masks?
No. Oh, Jingles, I was thinking more of old man White. He's living alone on his place, and folks say that he's got a bit of money.
What are you getting at, Lige?
I got you, Lige. We'll go down there first to see if these night raiders paid him a visit. Come on, Jingles. We've got country to cover.
Yeah, and it's a doggone wet country right now, too. We couldn't track a runaway freight wagon in this weather, Bill. tonight, Bill, but at least it's quit raining.
Yeah, and a good thing, too, Jingles. Gives us the stars for guide.
You've been going by them, Bill? I was checking the moss on those tree trunks.
He's at about 6 miles to White's place. We're headed right. It can't be far now.
We going up to check on the Benton brothers when we leave White's?
Thought we might. Hold it, Jingles. Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. What is it, Bill?
Thought I heard something. Quiet.
Well, I don't hear nothing but tree frogs and a cowbell and my own heart pumping. Cause you're trying to scare the socks off of me.
That's it, partner. That cowbell. Listen.
Bill Hickok, you could take a baby crying and build a whole darn mystery around it. What's so unusual about hearing a cowbell? This is cow country, you know.
No cows ring that bell, partner. I want to know why. Head fort and ride. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Jump, Joker. Bill's gone plumb local. Now, who'd be ringing a cowbell besides a cow? Doggone it.
There's the house, partner.
Bill, that cowbell sounds like it's coming from the inside of the house.
That's what I thought. Whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Now, doggone it, what's he keeping a cow inside for?
Save your breath, Jingles. There's something wrong here. Hey, look, the door's half open.
Yeah, please be somebody heard me ringing that bell.
Bill, it's the old man. He shot.
Yeah, bad, too. Come on, let's take a look, old-timer.
He shot me and left me for dead, boys. I mean, I ain't one to kick off so easy there, son. You ain't working on a goat, you know.
Sorry, Mr. White. This might hurt some.
How bad is he, Bill?
Not sure, Jingles.
Not as bad as these varmints thought I was going to be, that's for sure.
Give me that pitcher of water off the washstand, Jingles.
Jingles. If that ain't a name for a man stacked up like you be.
Well, it gets me by, old-timer.
Grit your teeth, Mr. White.
You ain't got no teeth left to grit, mister. You just get on the what you're doing.
Sounds like I got the slug, all right.
Yeah. Most of my sand with it, I reckon.
All right, Jingles. You can wash it up and put a bandage on.
Get a couple of clean flour sacks on the shelf there.
No, I got them. Now, you just stay still. I ain't apt to be as gentle as Bill Hickok. He's had more practice.
Hickok? Well, Bill Hickok, well, dust off my heart. I should have knowed you by your picture.
Who shot you, old-timer?
I ain't sure.
You got any idea?
I ain't sure, Sid.
Now, doggone it, don't get stubborn with Bill, old-timer. You're the second one that's got shot tonight.
Blasted storm riders. Who else they plug?
Lige Martin.
Yeah, cripple. I'll get him. They kill Lige.
Nope, must have been bad shots. He missed twice tonight.
It might take me a spell, but I'll get him.
You might help us instead, Mr. White. That is, if you have any real good ideas.
We ain't sure.
Dadgummit, you said that before. Now you better tell us who shot you if you got any idea.
Easy, Jingles.
But this ain't no time for him to get mule-headed, Bill.
Did they take any money from you, Mr. White?
All I had, Hickok. Near $800 in gold notes.
Now, what's so doggone funny?
Well, I got stuck with some counterfeit ones. $3 $20 yellowbacks. Be funny if they tried to pass them.
Takes a good man to laugh at a time like this, Jingle.
Yeah. Old family, you got plenty of sand left. Now, I'm going to lift you up on your bed. If you ain't got no teeth, why, just grit your gum.
Good work, Jingle.
Yeah. I ain't been handled so gently since I was crib size.
Thank you. That's all right, old-timer.
Now, Jingles, rustle up some grub real fast. We got a full night's work ahead of us.
But the night's half gone, Bill.
That's what I mean, partner. Make it fast.
Wolf howling gives me the creeps, Bill.
Yeah, he's banging at the moon, Jingles.
Well, he's going to have to hurry. That moon ain't going to be out long. There's a big black cloud coming.
Think it'll rain again, Jingles?
It's a cinch to.
How long from now?
Well, I ain't much for guessing the weather, but I'll give it 2 hours to a full-size cloudburst.
Then this might work out better than I thought.
Well, I sure wish I knew what we were going to do up here at the Benton Brothers' cabin.
Pay him a visit, Jingles.
Yeah, but are you going up to arrest him for being owl hoots or warn him about some night riders? Or just what?
We'll play it the way we find it, partner.
All right, there it is. And the way I find it calls for this.
Say, maybe a lot of you wranglers sometimes get to thinking about what you'd like to be when you grow up. Well, one thing you want to keep in mind is that whatever you want to be, make sure it's something you'll enjoy doing. That's real important. And that's important, too, when you select a breakfast cereal for yourself. That's why I'm always telling all you wranglers about how good Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are. But you find out for yourself. You can have them for breakfast or eat them as a snack right out of the box. And you never add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So have Mom pick up a large package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops when she shops. She can tell the right package if she remembers to look for Guy and Andy riding their horses across the front with the words, "Shot with Sugar" nearby. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When shots rang out from the Benton brothers' cabin ahead of them, Jingles cut loose with his six-gun, ready for a showdown fight. But Bill had other ideas.
Most of those six-guns, Jingles, they don't know who we are. Oh, a bunch of hooligans.
Downright unsociable of me be shooting at us that way.
Well, out of the cabin! Hold your fire. I'm a United States Marshal. My deputy's with me.
Rage. It's the law.
It's more than that, you trigger-happy hooligans. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Hickok? What do you want with us?
Just want to pass on a warning to you Bentons.
Come right on up, Marshal.
Get on up there, Joker.
Come on, Buckshot.
Sorry we took a shot at you, Hickok, but the storm got us a little jumpy, I guess.
You scared of storms, mister?
Well, not exactly, but we got wind of some rumors about two owl hoots that ride around robbing people during a storm.
Yeah. You see, Jingles and I were just coming up to warn you about those two night riders.
We were? Oh, yeah, we were.
Well, seeing as how you know about it, guess we'll be getting back to Lige Martin and get a doctor from the valley.
Lige Martin?
Yeah, a neighbor of yours. Got himself shot up tonight by them two night riders you was talking about.
He's not dead, though, but he's hurt pretty badly.
He tell you who it was that shot him?
Not yet. Young Eddie thinks his dad knows all right. If we can get a doctor to him, we might find out.
You think so, huh?
Yep. You watch yourselves. Jingles says there's another storm coming up. All right, let's get back, Jingles.
Well, we can take care of ourselves, Marshal, but thank you for coming up to warn me. If you hadn't, things might have been a lot worse.
Get around there, Buckshot. Come on!
Jump, Joker! Bill's got something on his mind!
Great, shoot him in the back, quick! It was them that ran us off from Lige Martin's place. Shoot him!
You think I'm crazy? If I'd known who it was, I'd never shot at them in the first place.
Yeah? Well, just what are we going to do now?
Finish the job we started. If them two lawmen are headed for the valley, it'll take them 4 or 5 hours to get back with the doctor.
Yeah? What do you figure we're going to do in that time?
Look at that cloud, Blue. It's going to rain like $700 in an hour, and that's just about the time we'll be heading away from Lige Martin's with all his money, and we'll keep right on going.
See who's riding up, son. If it's them robbers come back, I've got my rifle ready.
Don't shoot with nobody else, Pa. Give them the money. I don't want you to get shot no more.
See who it is, boy.
Yes, Pa.
Well, howdy, Eddie. How's your Pa?
Hey, Pa, it's Wild Bill and Jingles. Come back.
Oh, that's fine. Invite him in.
Sure. Come on in, Jess.
Thank you, Eddie. Well, Lige, how's the shoulder?
Oh, I reckon it'll be all right, Bill. I'm glad to see you back.
Well, maybe you won't be when you hear what Bill's got up his sleeve.
What is it, Wild Bill? A trick?
In a way, Eddie. I'd like to set a trap for those robbers. I want to use you and your dad as bait.
We're game for anything, ain't we, Pa?
Sure, Eddie. You name it, Bill.
Yeah, name it quick, Bill. Here comes that storm right on time.
You just sit tight here in the room like you are. Jingles and I'll be hidden outside.
You think they're coming back here, Will?
They didn't get our money, son. They'll be back.
Then I'll get my rifle. They won't get you this time, Paul.
Now, you leave that to us, Eddie. Come on, Jingles, outside.
Bill, in the light. I thought I saw him coming.
Hide the horses, quick.
Come on, Duke, or I'll put you and Buckshot back in the trees.
There they are. Jingles was right.
Bill, did you see him then?
Yeah. You better take the other corner.
Sure, Bill. Then we'll have them surrounded.
Whoa! You don't need to wait outside this time, Blue. We know Hickok's out of the way with his deputy, and Lige is as good as done for.
Yeah, we'll just walk right on in. And
you're not walking anyplace, gents. Hold it right there.
Blue, it's Hickok. Flash it!
That's liable to be the last shot you'll throw at anybody, you varmints.
You just think so, big boy. Break for the horses, Blue.
No, you don't, Buster.
Nor you either, mister.
Time's run out for you, Benton. Brother!
Yeah. Both of them.
Did you get them, Wild Bill?
He sure did, Eddie. There they are, just like two lizards crawling and squirming in the mud.
Get those saddlebags off the horses and take them inside, Jingles. Old man White's money's still missing. All right, you two. Get up from there with your hands on your heads. Move, I said. Reach!
Oh, I got the saddlebags, Bill. They got money in them, too.
Good. You hold the door open, Eddie. Get inside, Benton.
I should have shot you in the back when I had the chance here.
Yeah, I guess you should have. You're not getting any more chances.
Hey, Lige. These the men?
Yeah. That's them, Jingles. I'd know them now with or without their masks.
You said he was out of his head. He wasn't talking.
And you fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Bill, here's the three counterfeit yellowbacks, so they're the ones that shot old man White, too.
Looks like the judge will have enough to go on, Jingles.
He sure will, Bill. With all we've got for him on these Gila monsters, he can write a book and then throw it at them.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, that's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. Andy, what comes next?
We'll be back Friday with Six Guns Smoking as we ride into a hail of bullets in the blizzards.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yes, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many other kinds. Open your mouth and shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Barney Phillips, Clayton Post, Forrest Lewis, Jeff Silver, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!